Welcome to Talking with the Terrells Podcast, a podcast about relationships, marriage, health, friendship, religion, interviews, and so much more. Each week, we deliver great topics of every avenue. Now, here are your hosts, Thomas and Tajana Terrell.
Hey. What's going on? This is Talking with the Terrells. I'm Thomas, and I'm joined by my lovely co-host, which is also my wife and my best friend, better known as Tajana.
Hey, y'all.
And together, we are the Terrells. We've been practicing on that all week. We gonna get that thing by episode 3. We're going to have a damn pack. But this is episode 2. Thanks for all who tuned in to episode 1 and who's already subscribed. And if you have not subscribed, so you don't miss not one episode. So, you know, ride home, you know, seeing everybody out getting ready. I'm used to seeing them getting ready for school, buying school shoes and all that stuff. It ain't happening this year. We doing virtual learning this year.
Yeah, the baby's at home with the bathrobes on, sitting chilling on the couch with the computers.
With the computers, they chilling. But the parents are a little upset.
Yeah, they don't get the break.
Cause they you know, they been fighting all last year at the school, talking about my baby ain't doing this, my baby ain't doing that. But this year, you found out your baby was the one who was doing it the whole time.
Yeah,
COVID got everything screwed up, but, you know, the kids gonna have to, you know, get through it the best way they can.
All of us do.
You know, all of us do, but the kids, you know, some kids need hands on. I gotta admit, some kids need some hands on.
I understand that being a little tough, because you're just sitting in one place, you're not able to interact with nobody, and that can be, poor babies.
Then, you know, what we about to hear from our guests, there's some horror stories about these kids already on this Zoom thing. They ain't going to sleep on the couch. Cats and dogs all sit. It's just crazy, man. It's crazy, crazy. But we're joined by a special guest today, and I wanted her to be out the first person we interview, because the sky's the limit for this young lady, and she's already an entrepreneur. She's an honor roll student. She's a TikToker. You know, the kids like, she's Instagram famous. She models. Did I say entrepreneur? She got her own jewelry line. I'm just so proud and overwhelmed.
And a future wrestler.
She want to be a wrestler in the WWE. So we going to speak that into existence. But we are joined by none other than my beautiful, beautiful, beautiful daughter, Madison Terrell.
Woo-wee! Yo, Maddie.
Hello. Hey, what's going on, Madison?
Good.
I know you have such a busy schedule, so we thank you for taking time out, you know, to be on Talking with the Terrells. So thank you.
No problem.
See? She already ready. So a lot of kids are starting virtual school about this week or next week, but you already started school. You got a head start. You already started school. So do you like the virtual learning thing?
No, because I can't really see my friends.
Oh, man, yeah, that could be a bummer. Is there anything that you do like about the virtual learning?
I like how it's quiet and we could chat each other.
What, like text each other?
Mm-hmm.
So y'all texting each other while y'all supposed to be in class? Somebody not paying attention to class already.
No, so we have some brain breaks where we get to chat to each other.
Oh, okay. Are they good chats or bad chats?
Good chats.
Oh, okay. Because, you know, I know kids could get to talking about picking their nose and all that stuff and, you know, comic books. So I just want to make sure it's good brain checks. So, have you learned anything so far? Y'all just, you know, looking at the screen.
We did one essay about Icarus wings.
An essay?
Yes.
Go ahead, fourth grade essay, first week. So tell us about who is the person?
Icarus.
Okay, so tell us about Icarus wings.
So he was different because he had wings, like bird wings. And he was on a building because he was so sad. Everyone was making fun of him. So the narrator felt bad for him. So the police caught him. Like, you can't be on a building. And he was about to get in trouble for being different. So the narrator stand up for him.
Oh, that's good. So with that story, do you like being different or do you like being like everybody else?
Being different so people could know how being different looks like.
Being different looks good. It looks better than a lot of people think, Madison, to be honest with you. So you're also a model for Models Inc., right?
Yes.
Okay, so how's this pandemic or everything shut down? Because you had a lot of fashion shows lined up and you supposed to do photo shoots, but all that came to a halt. So how are you just Instagram modeling or what are you doing?
Well, we did a photo shoot and nothing could hold us down, but we're still trying to keep up with the stuff.
I like that message. Nothing could hold you down.
No, that's right.
Nothing could hold you down. Also, so on your free time all summer, let's talk about your summer, because I think all kids have been doing the same thing. So tell people what you've been doing this summer, because I want to see if other parents' kids been doing the same thing.
Playing Roblox with my friends and checking on my family.
Oh, family's important.
Yes, it is.
See, family's very important. But you have been playing Roblox too.
Yes.
And you've been playing PlayStation 4.
Yes.
Until 8 o'clock in the morning.
No.
I'm sorry. I don't want to tell that lie. It hasn't been 8, y'all. 7:59.
No.
So, other than like book lessons, right? So, what things, you know, because I take being a parent real serious when it comes to raising you. So, what things have you learned, like, not book things, but like far as life skills?
Life skills, you know, like you teaching me some different type of stuff about school and going ahead of school.
Okay, what about, do you remember when I told you about the 7 B's?
Yes.
Okay, so for a lot of people, they never heard about the 7 B's. And I tell everybody to teach their daughter the 7 B's. What are the 7 B's, Madison?
Books before boys, because boys brain babies.
And don't nobody need no babies. My wife doing all the sound effects for the day. I promise y'all, I'm not pushing no buttons on this episode. This is her just being herself with the, I don't even need to push no buttons. She just does everything. Also, Madison, when you get grown, you know, around about 35,
grown before 35, hold up.
Yeah, but when you get grown in daddy's eyes around 35 and you walking down the street with a gentleman, what side of the street is a man supposed to walk on?
The outside, and the women supposed to be on the inside.
See, you know what? A lot of older women don't even know that. Nope. I know you looking at me crazy, but I'm telling you, a lot of older women don't even know that. So you know a lot. So what are you what about saving money?
I think you should save money so like you could get a better future.
Better future. Okay, I'm going to ask you a question. You can be honest because I know you want to do a lot of things, but do you want to go to college or no?
I don't know yet.
You don't know yet? Okay. Because, you know, growing up, a lot of our parents taught us like if we didn't go to college, that, you know, we wouldn't be as successful as we are. But, you know, it's jobs outside of college when people use their creativity and their purpose. So it doesn't always require college. You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
But if you want to go, you can go. Because you're saving money. And guess who's going to have to pay?
Who?
You. I I bet you didn't know that, did you?
Madison, you know he going. You don't listen to that anyway.
Man, y'all should see her face. That was a good one. But you know, you could get scholarships and things of that nature to go to school, or you know. Her face is priceless, y'all. It's really crazy. But thank you for taking time out your busy schedule. I know you had to put your game on pause. I know how important that is to you. You know, playing the PlayStation 4. You don't like to take no breaks for some reason. I don't know why, but thanks for being here.
No problem.
All right, and we'll be talking with you at later dates. I really enjoyed this interview. You did a really good job.
Thank you.
Because I wanted to say that I had to interview first before you blow up and be, you know, this iconic individual.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. So, y'all give it up for Madison Terrell.
Woo! Woo! Go, Maddie.
Love that little girl to death.
Mm-hmm.
You know, actually, man, I didn't even, when I first, let me see how can I put this, but I wasn't really concerned about, not concerned, but I didn't really want to be a parent at first, you know, because I thought having kids would hold you back, but actually, having her has made me a man. And it's made me a better man, made me want to work harder for her, you know, do things for my family.
Yeah.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
But how is it for you being a bonus mom?
Well, being a bonus mom, I've heard horror stories about being a stepmom where women who have been stepmoms, either they didn't get along with the child's mother or the child, or they came in trying to be a mother, like overstepping their boundaries. But for me, I already have the understanding that Madison has a mother and she has a father, and the word step means that I step in when it's necessary, meaning that I'm here to support her and her mom and her dad with raising her. Wherever it is that needs to be helped, where help is needed, and we all work together by making her a better young lady. I also believe that, you know, I respect Taisha as her mom. You know, I don't overstep my boundaries. There's certain things that I'm not going to do because out of consideration of if I was a mom, there's certain things I'm not going to do. Like, I remember one time when I first was about to do her hair, one time it was some product in her hair, and I didn't want to wash her hair because I know that that's a time when a mother and a child and her daughter bonds. And I said, TJ, make sure you ask Taisha if it's okay that I wash her hair, because I know that certain things is not appropriate, or certain things that certain mothers ain't gonna go for. So I always consider her with anything that I know that could be a little touchy or anything, and I try not to overstep my boundaries as a stepmom, you know. So that keeps a lot of chaos from developing in our co-parenting situation. So, but I love being a stepmom, you know. Madison, I didn't force myself on Madison at all. Like, I let her grow to like me on her own. I didn't do anything special. I ain't try to buy her or anything. I was just me and let her come and grow to like me on her own in her own time. And to this day, we are like, that's my homie right there. Like, we talk about everything. She comes in and asks me all types of questions. I swear, sometimes when she say, Tajana, can I ask you a question? I get nervous. I start shaking because Madison is very mature and she's very curious. So she asks a lot of questions, and you never know what she's going to ask. And plus, she has a mouth like her dad. So you never know which way she going to go with it. But I always told her that whatever questions that she has, she come with me with it, and I told her I'm going to always tell her the truth. Now, I know certain things that we can't say as an adult, in adult ways, but I give it to her in a way that she understands on her level. So I'd be as honest as I can with her, because in these days and time, these kids are exposed to a lot. They see a lot, and I just try to help, you know, develop her into a positive young lady.
They say today's generation ain't like our generation.
No, they not.
They not like that, right?
No.
I think that's because us as parents, we think we doing right, but we actually doing wrong. Like, because a lot of parents, we trying to give our kids what we never had, meaning materialistic stuff. And not like values, meaning like, what would you tell your 12-year-old self?
Exactly.
And I think, like, by giving your kids everything handicaps them for the real world. Because my dad once told me that a great parent is only preparing a young human being for getting prepared for the real world. Hey. So we doing things for our kids, like buying them this and buying them that, and not making them feel like that they don't know what it is to struggle. So they feel like everything is going to be given handed to them,
yep,
you know.
True.
So I'm thankful for a lot of things my dad told me. I thought it was mean at the time, but, you know, as I got older.
It benefited you
It did benefit me, you know, because, you know, the kids who not spoiled, you know, by the parents are the ones who end up being better off in life, if you look at it.
Yeah.
You know, like, and the ones who was the favorite.
Oh,
they, yeah, they still the favorite, and they still struggling.
Yeah.
And then another thing, yeah. See, as you go with the sound effect. Then another thing is the way I was raised, way I'm raised in Madison is like the eagle raises the eaglets, like meaning that the eagle before the baby is even born, that, you know, the eagle sets the nest so the bird could be comfortable, you know. But then after a while, the same mother or father bird who made it comfortable starts making it uncomfortable so they could go out on their own. Meaning that if your kid is still 21 living with you, it might be time to take the door off the hinges. Because, you know, they ain't paying no rent, so it's your door. You get what I'm saying?
Oh,
and I say, take the dressers and put all their stuff in trash bags. Because it's like, yeah, you got to get out of here. You got to go. You got to at least try.
I agree. You have to at least try.
Because you make it too comfortable, they don't want to leave the nest.
That is true.
And then when you gone on to glory or to...
They don't know how to fend for themselves when you're gone. And you have to prepare your children for if you're not here. You have to. Because if not, they're not going to be any good for themselves, most of all. And any good for anybody else. And I ain't talking about relationship-wise, but just for the world, like... a job, they're not going to be any good for a job or anything. They'll probably be walking off the job because they ain't used to earning anything, or because
they think mama
gonna have it back.
Gonna have their back. And another thing with mama having back, the grandmas out here. Shout out to the grandmas.
I love grandmas.
But the thing is, what I don't like is people have kids and think grandma's supposed to watch the kids.
Not my mother.
That's like a help. Like, you had your own kid. You get what I'm saying? Like, grandma is a help, but you ain't just supposed to be throwing grandma, throwing the kids on grandma.
No.
Then you ain't splitting the child support with grandma. You ain't helping grandma out with nothing. Grandma got her little bills. You don't want to give her a little something on it, like...
Yeah, at least help grandma out, because I'm quite sure grandma ain't asking for no corn. So, you know, see, grandma, you need some groceries or something.
And let grandma ask for the kids. You don't take the kids to grandma.
Look, grandma
done raised you. She done did her job.
She done did her job.
And now you get mad at her because she don't want to watch the kids. Them your kids.
Yeah, there's nobody's obligation but yours.
Exactly. I'm telling you, like, so I think, you know, and with think about the way you want your life structured with even before having kids, because once you had kids, you can kind of get stuck in a situation, meaning like that the area you in, you may wanted to move or you may want to travel. Ain't no kids. Ain't nobody watching no kids all the time while you living your best life. Which the grandmas have been doing.
Yes, they have.
But now they want to, you know, they want to live a little.
Yes, they, and they deserve that, because you only got one life to live and it's your life. So you have to do what's best for yourself and they, not for nobody else.
They can't even enjoy a night with Mr. Charles because the grandkids are. Oh, Mr. Herbert. Those was the two oldest names I could think of, y'all. Mr. Charles.
But yeah, but we kind of like, we're kind of old fashioned with things too. Like, I know that it's a lot of things. I know people say the kids of today are different, so we can't raise them the same way that we were in back in the day. But which I agree that certain things don't apply. I do believe that every child is different, so discipline for each child has to be different. But speaking on that is that when it comes to things like what we do in front of Madison and stuff, it's just certain things that we're not going to do, whether the TV puts it out there or this family does this. This is what we do. Like, we have an open door policy. Like, we don't never close our door. Our door is always open. I don't, and for me anyway, I'm very extreme. Like, I'm one of them type of moms that go and check pulses. If your arm crooked, I'm gonna fix it because I think you in pain. Yeah, I got stories about stuff like that. But I don't never want her to feel like she's left out. And plus, it's just her here, so her and the dog. But I don't want her to feel like I'm taking her dad away from her. So everything that we do is about togetherness. You know, if she wants to come in there and watch TV with us, she's in there with us. Door open. That's it. Sometimes we all be in the bed together. All of us. All three of us. Except for the dog. That's no.
Yeah. That's dog tried to sneak.
That's my son, y'all. And he don't get along real well. What y'all think about that? He don't get along with my son.
Well, you know, everybody not animal people, so, you know, that's just like everybody not children people, you know, so you got to know who you dating. That's like when we first started dating, for like the first 2 years, you wasn't even around my daughter. You knew I had her, but it was just like, nah, let me make sure we straight first, you know. Let me see what type of nest you come from.
Yeah, that's, you know, true, and that's very important. That's very important, and I would hope that any woman would want to see if a man with a child, how he is with his daughter. Like, if you going to just fling her out there and let her be around me, then I figure that you like that with her, with everybody. But, like, I'm glad that you were like that, because I pay attention to stuff like that. Even though I don't have to have children to not do that, but if you're a potential mate for me, I pay attention to things like that, because if we have a child, and when we have a child, I need to know what type of father and what type of man you're going to be. That's a must.
And another thing, I don't think as parents, like, we set the tone for what our kids, you know, accept and not accept. And I didn't want to be one of those men that my daughter see a lot of women and all that stuff around, so she think that it's cool for her to get treated that way. So it's just like, nah, I want you to see, like, even like with us living together, I don't want her to see me just living with a female. I want her to see what marriage looks like. I want her to see what structure looks like. Because even though she gonna get older, about 42, and do her own thing.
Okay, so at first it was 35. Now you done went up.
Yeah, I think Madison, I think the longer, I think honestly, y'all, this little off track, I think the longer that I keep Madison away from, you know, adult activities, the better off I have become.
Because you seen them kids that has been sheltered, totally sheltered, and been Madison, away. They jump and they be wild. Come on,
that's true. So
you don't want to hold on too tight.
I need a happy medium. Like, I don't want it to be getting done when you 17, 18, but
what can you about do 25, when she's
about 25. So that's
you don't have no control over that.
I know, but I'm just trying to hold on. Hold on as long as I can. I'm basically trying to raise a Michelle Obama in a world full of Cardi B's and Megan Thee Stallions.
Oh, no.
I don't need
my... Those are not my type of role models.
Two words I ain't trying to hear come up out this house. Mm-mm. WAP and GED.
What?
Yeah, because I need mine to be something in life. Rather be purpose-driven, you know, right. Scholar-driven, whatever. That's just what I want, you know.
For her to be successful.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, but yeah, man, a lot of stuff we don't do in front of her. That's like coming up. We couldn't do stuff in front of our grandparents. We couldn't even be in the same room.
Yes.
You know, because one time my grandmama, she was lying. I'm talking about lying with a straight face. Talking about how she went to church and did all this. And I said, no, grandmama, you ain't do. She popped me right in my mouth.
Yes.
You know, ain't no more poppers no more.
I realized too is that a lot of kids got a lot of options. We didn't have options. What you cook, what moms cooked, or where they told you was going, that's where you was going. It wasn't no, so what do you want or where do you want to go? No, this is where we going. And if you ain't like it, that, man.
You still going.
Man,
you know that's the reason.
I like the raisin from back in the day.
That's the reason why I don't like collard greens to this day.
What?
You had to sit at the table till they gone.
That's right.
Yeah, I used to eat mine and I had to go to the bathroom and spit it all in the toilet.
Oh man, no. But yeah, I like the better the raisin from. I ain't gonna lie, I don't like the spankings. I got those, but the other things that I got from it and the respect that the parents had then, they made the children respect them. Nowadays it's like we're more so trying to be our kids' friends, and you know, and with these new laws about you can't see all these things that's against the parents nowadays, so I understand some of it, but at the same time you gotta find a way to discipline and have that for your children to respect you.
The kids running the parents.
Yeah.
Man, you got spankers when you was...
What?
Man,
call my mother and you ask how I am, she gonna say, ugh.
I never got a spanking. I got killings.
I was getting spankings all the way up till I was adult. My mother was still giving me spankings until I was an adult. I'm 20.
I got killings. I got killings. I ain't getting no spanking. Spanking is easy.
Well, I ain't talking about spankings, but she was tearing it up. Just put it that way. My mother did not play. She's sweet as can be, and I like my mother's raising because she had a happy medium. You know, she wasn't strict, but she ain't play. She had the eye of the tiger. Like, it was a mixture of everything. So
one time I got in trouble, and I got a killing, right? So I thought I was Jesus Christ because I was gone for 3 days. I woke up, I was like, Father, why has thou forsaken me? My father gave me the regular father answer because I brought you to this world, I'll take you out.
Pew!
Man, yeah. She is on it with these.
I'm sorry.
I promise y'all I'm not hitting these sound effects.
Okay.
Nah, you keep doing your thing. You saving me. I like that. You know, I ain't got to work on this side. You got all the... Pew, pew, and everything. I don't even know if no gun sound even went with what I just said. But
no, I was saying pew. I wasn't saying the gun like pew, like you running.
Like the flash.
Yes.
Oh, pew from pew. Where I'm from sound like,
Well, whatever. But what
you running though? Why you hearing the pew? You running. It's some running that go with it.
Oh man, but yeah, but again, I just think that as parents, we need to more so invest in our children's mental. We prepare our children to be physically strong, but not mentally strong for what to be great leaders, to be a better person out here in this world, and the things that they need in order to survive out here with all the chaos that's going on. Now, and I don't mind, you know, getting you into sports and this, that, and the other, but I need your mind right. I want my kids' mind more than I want them to be physically strong, because that mental is everything to me. I need your mental to be strong.
That's important, because if your mental's strong, you can overcome a lot of adversity.
Everything.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, yeah, like you said, a lot of people put their kids in sports and make sure that they're physically strong, but they mentally can't handle the world far as, like, bullying and stuff like that. And that's because they don't know who they are, because a lot of parents don't instill that in them.
Right.
Like, we look at, like, I don't know if it's slave mentality or not. Don't mark me on that. But I think it's a slave mentality. Like, if your kid is smart, your parents back in the day may say, oh, you don't get no prize for being smart. You know what I'm saying? Like, words of affirmation.
Yeah.
You know, so now they look for words of affirmation out in the street.
Right. And they need it home. They need it here from us. They need to hear it from the parents first. It starts here. It starts with us first. Whatever we put into our children, they're going to put out into the world. And that's what I'm trying to do right there.
That's why I love one thing that my dad always told me as a kid. And he was like, know who you are before you walk out the door.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's many influences. And it's a lot of people who let in social media raise their kids instead of them taking initiative to raise their own kids.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, that's deep, ain't right?
So, well, it seems as though it's almost that time.
Yep, I know y'all been enjoying, but this is the reason why you should subscribe so you won't miss an episode ever. Ever, ever, ever. You won't never miss an episode. And thank you for joining us this week as we was talking about parents. You know, we might have to pick this thing back up because this, you know.
There's still some other stuff. We, you know, we got only 30 minutes, so we be trying to, like, dip and dive. So please excuse us if it seem like we just be rushing through the budget. We trying to cram everything in. So
yeah, so we're going to have to touch on this again because we need to get back to the village raising the kids. We need to get back to, remember when grandmama, anybody grown could say something to you. Now can't nobody say
nobody.
Nothing to the kids.
Mm-mm.
Man, that's crazy.
Even the grandma's getting smacked.
Even the grandma's getting smacked. Man, they smacking the grandma. I remember you couldn't even talk back at no grown person.
No older person at all.
And I still had lips.
Yep.
But, yeah, so catch us every week. Make sure you subscribe. And thanks again.
Yes.
We on all podcasts, platforms. And thanks again for listening and talking with the Terrells.
Bye, y'all.
Thanks for tuning in to Talking with the Terrells. Make sure you subscribe to our show on all podcast platforms so you never miss a show. Make sure to tell a friend about the show. Until next time, folks.